Good morning, brethren.
Good morning.
Thank you all for coming to order so early this morning. We appreciate that very much, and we're looking forward to a day of blessings as we consider the meet and due season from our returned Lord. Let's open our day of convention with our theme hymn, number 145, and you may remain seated for all the verses. Hymn number 145. Focus our minds upon the day and the lessons of the day. We'd like to consider the vow, the morning resolve, in today's manna. Brother Chris Berridson will read the vow, Brother Ed Winsky, the morning resolve, and Brother Ed Heidelbach, the manna, in that order.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body, relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and that remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
My morning resolve. My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Psalms 116:12-14. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Psalms 50, verse 5. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh at its interest, that I may obtain unto the heavenly inheritance and joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere towards all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to the divine care and the providential overruling of all my interest for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
Our manna for October 26th, 2002. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. 1 Peter 5, 7. This is a very consoling and encouraging suggestion from the Word. However, the Lord's people are to learn more and more distinctly as their years of membership in God's family and tutelage in the school of Christ go on, that they are to not to ask the Lord to guide their efforts according to their wisdom, that they are not to request that their wills shall be done either on earth or in heaven, but rather telling the Lord their burdens, great and small. They are to realize and appropriate to themselves his sympathy and love, and to apply to their own hearts as a balm and as a balm the consoling assurances of his word, that he is both able and willing to make all of their experiences profitable to them if they abide in him with confidence and trust. Our text again, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you.
Dear brethren, we want to welcome you to the convention this year. We are thankful that so many were able to be here last evening for the study on decorum, and for those of you who have just joined us this morning, we want to extend a very warm welcome to you. Before we have our opening hymn on Brother Paul Malley's discourse, we do have some announcements. There are young people's classes. We would refer you to the convention program for that schedule. Right now, from 9:45 to 10:45, there is a class for ages 8 to 12, and those are being held upstairs in the lounge. This is a very freshly remodeled auditorium. As you can see, it's been very nicely done, and the university policy is that they would request that there's no food or drink to be brought into the auditorium. There is a free literature table in the back of the room. And there's a note here that we have some books there from that belong to Sister Catherine Rico from our class, who recently finished her earthly course. There are also programs and chapel caps and notepads on that table. We have some messages of love from Brother Ray and Sister Karen Buckeye, Brother Charles and Sister Barbara Thornton, and love from my parents-in-law, Brother Walter and Sister Wanda Horechuk. All of our convention sessions will be governed by the clock on the wall in the back of the auditorium to keep us all on track for time. And out of respect for the Lord and also the brethren who have prepared their discourses and taken so many hours to do that, we are asking that everyone be in their seats 5 minutes prior to the beginning of the time for the discourse. And we will be using a bell. If anyone forgets or gets involved in fellowship and forgets the time about 6 minutes ahead of the discourses, if need be, someone will be ringing a bell outside in the hallway as a reminder that it's time to come to order. Brother Paul Malley has asked us to open his service with hymn number 293. Let's sing all verses of 293, and that is 293 in the red and the blue hymn books. And for those who are able, we ask that you rise on the last verse of that hymn and will be led in a word of opening prayer by Brother John Baker. Hymn 293.
We'll sing all verses, and please remain seated for all verses. Some very willing servants this morning. Brother Richard Tennant will read for us the vow, Brother David Harp the resolve, and Brother Mike Callahan the mana text.
Okay, Brother Richard.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body, relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help me in every time of need. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily, while remembered at the throne of heavenly grace, the general interest of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work and the dear co-laborers everywhere, I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on alert to resist anything akin to spiritism and occultism, and then remembering that there are but two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. A further vow that, with exceptions below, will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of the congregation of the Lord's people. And, as far as reasonably possible, I avoid being alone in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door of that room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husbands, children, father, and natural brothers.
My morning resolve, my earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting day, grace I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its sinners, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance and joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
The manna for October 27th. My times are in thy hand. Psalms 31:15. All of the Lord's consecrated servants devoted their lives to sacrifice when they became followers of the Lamb, and if they could but realize their consecration continually, they would be ready for the consummation at any moment at the Lord's pleasure, and by whatever means or channel his provinces may permit. The Lord's consecrated ones of the Elijah class are to remember that not a hair of their heads could fall without their Father's knowledge and permission, and the attitude of their hearts should be that expressed by our dear Redeemer, the head of the Elijah body. The cup which my Father hath poured for me, shall I not drink it? The language of their hearts should be that expressed by the poet. Content whatever lot I see, since 'tis my God that leadeth me. Psalms 31:15.
Thank you, brethren. We have a few announcements. Young people's classes are available this morning, pardon me, from 9:30 to 10:30. This will be the age group 8 to 12. Brother Robert Wiggins will be the teacher, and that will occur in the upstairs lounge, so it's in the floor directly above this room. Again, that's young people's classes, ages 8 through 12. Someone has lost some money, and I have it. If you have lost any, please see me. We have appreciated the brethren who have taken the time to sign the cards and the letters for those who are not privileged to be with us here at this convention in person. So I'm sure you've already seen the table right outside the back doors here or where those letters are available. There are some letters that are for individuals, individual specific. There's another letter there that's a general letter that will be sent to all those whose names are on the list. So just so there's no confusion on that, or if there is any confusion, we'll try to clear that up. So if you're signing a letter, try to make sure that you sign the general letter, so that way that one will be sent out to all those who are on the mailing list. And certainly feel free to start a letter for someone specific if you want to do that as well. You can do it either way. We have love this morning from a number of your brethren from around the country. Love from Sister Rose Knockert from the Portland area Ecclesia. And also we have love this morning to give to you from Brother Larry and Sister Joyce Young. So both all those brethren would like to be remembered to you and are very much here in spirit. We are privileged somehow with having an extra moment or two, so I'd like to see a hand of someone who has a hymn that they'd like to sing this morning. Sister Ann. 95. Sister Ann would like to sing 95. Thank you. We'll remain seated for all the verses. Glad to have Brother Dan with us during this weekend, and Brother Dan has asked if we will open with the use of hymn 24.